See, it was easy when Miriam first came here and she was so bound, and God set her free enough to get her life back. But then when she's free enough to get her life back, then it became harder to say, why am I still here? But God used that to show you he's here. And then he's used you and your completely openness, which is good, because that brings the issues to the surface. And as hard as it was, you know, when God started, this was what, about a year and a half ago, that one Tuesday night, I forgot what meeting it was. I remember sitting up on that chair right there, and it was like, whoa, we don't want to go here. And that was our really first serious talk about racism. We had talked about all these other issues very individually, come up, get a prayer. But I remember that night, because the Holy Spirit's presence was in the place so strong, and I really hear God. I mean, I don't touch this stuff without hearing him. I pray I don't. And I remember I was thinking, ooh, let's get off this topic. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I'm in this. Let's go with it. And he kept pushing Marion to go at it. And he kept giving me wisdom how to do it, you know. And that was really the beginning, because, you know, God had put on my heart a long time ago, we were going to have a powerful message to break racism out of the church. And if we had even tried when we thought, we didn't have it out of our hearts enough to do it. We didn't have enough understanding. But these are some of the things. And you ought to be writing this down, Marion. And you ought to be really almost writing a book along these things that you've been learning and that God has shown you. Because it'd be very powerful for a woman who saw crosses burnt on her front lawn to write a book about how God really has set her free. But even if no one listens, but we get authority in the heavenlies to see something powerful happen, we got to get that kind of vision. We're not just getting this. Why? You know, there's hardly anybody here. Who cares? The people who are here, for the most part, the ones who've been here for a while anyway, are not living in sin. I'll just say right now, if you're into sin, if you're into blatant sin, you will not stay around here long unless you want to change. Because the fear of the Lord is going to be in this place. You're going to be convicted. You're going to be miserable. And that's just how it works. But not many people came in here who weren't in sin when they came in here, in blatant sin. Some was hidden sin. Some was blatant sin. But God's going to move in the fear of the Lord. And we've already said, Friday nights, when God begins to move in the fear of the Lord, you better have your heart right. You better be dealing with your issues. That's what Tuesday nights are for. Because we're not going to hinder what God wants to do here on Friday nights, because people will not get deliverance. You know, what he's doing is he is preparing a people. And that's what this is about. Anyway, so we will do that altar call. Well, let's just go ahead and do the altar call, because we're just going to flow with the way the Holy Spirit's doing this tonight. I've got so much he's put on my heart to do tonight. And it's just going to be in different ways we're going to do it. How many got the revelations from what I just taught? You know what's so cool? First of all, God's doing a faster thing. We have that prophesied. Plus, we got more understanding. Do you know what I mean? If you're not afraid, because you know you don't believe the devil anymore, then it's easy to get rid of this thing. And today we got rid of it on people like, boom. I mean, before, something this big would have taken a long time. But we've already been talking about fear, about the atmosphere of fear, this kind of thing. This is just a plain out devil that jumps on you to make you afraid and control you. Just like the Holy Spirit's going to come suddenly, fall all over people. There's coming a move. He talks about this in here. I'll get to it in a minute. Where he pours out on all flesh. So be praying. Lord, when you do that pouring out on all flesh, could you stop at my house or wherever my kids are in college first and dump some on them? Holy Spirit, do us suddenly on Mitchell and Michael Foster. Whoa! Do it, Lord. Move so they know that they've seen you. They know that you've talked to them. They know that they know that they should be afraid of you in the proper way. That their sin, not that they would have any blatant sin, but their attitude sins would be horrendous to them in your presence. For every time they moaned and groaned that you don't talk to them, Lord. If they just need a gigantic hug and you're just going to put your arms around them and they're going to know your presence is there and you're hugging them, then hug them. If they need a gigantic whop, then whop them. But whatever they need, Lord, that's going to make them know that your spirit is going to fall on all flesh and their number has come into being. I've been telling my boys now, by the way, God's going to visit you because I'm praying for you to have a visitation. They know the Bible. They know God's real. They have hid knowledge. They even have some heart knowledge. They've even prophesied before and prayed before and been used by God. I know that I know the Holy Spirit is in my sons. He is. They live very holy lives. They've outdone anybody in this room probably as far as living a holy life because of God in them, for real. I won't even say, I know they beat most of our records, but we didn't know God like that back then. I'm amazed that kids can live in this filthy, nasty, sexually perverted, violent, garbage world and be as decent and holy as they are. Thank you, God. But I'm believing that the passion for God is going to hit my sons. Where I won't try to get them to come to church. I won't be able to get them out of church. We're going to start praying this stuff. We're going to start believing this stuff. It's going to not be so much about you getting free. Come on, you've been at it long enough. Get over yourself and get after prayer for God to get your kids free. Maybe if you start praying for your kids, you'll find out he'll get you free. I never prayed for him to get me free. I didn't know I was so bound. So I prayed for everybody else to get free, and then I saw how bound I was. Wow. And he got me free. All right, so let me go over these things again. So when we do this, we'll do it fast. Ha. Okay. Well, maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have fun right now. Ha. Fright. Okay, let me look this. I wrote all this down because I was going to do this Tuesday. Where's my notes? Fright. Look at these notes. All you teachers just weep when you see such well-written, organized notes. Fright. When I looked up fright, it's fear that comes on you suddenly from nowhere, just fright. And I thought, oh, the Holy Spirit comes on you suddenly. Jesus talked about the suddenly. This is a counterfeit of the suddenly I'm praying for. I want the suddenly of the Holy Spirit to zip my boys. I want the suddenly of the Holy Spirit to come in this room any and every time. And just, I'm praying the suddenly comes. I pray when we do these movie nights and everybody's sitting here looking for a nice worldly fun time, the suddenly of God hits this place and they have to put it in the paper because nobody can get up. I'm believing for the suddenlies of God, but let's get rid of the suddenlies of the enemy. So we'll break the power of fright first. Fright is a demon whose assignment is to attack you, whoa, like from the outside, to put you into fear. I don't believe this demon gets in you. I believe this demon is assigned to you, especially if you ever give in to it. If you don't know how to rebuke him, get rid of it. After he's assigned to you, it's like a magnet in you of a demon that's placed in there about alarm. Now, you could have had the demon of alarm first, something always watching out, something suspicious, something kind of paranoid. You know what I mean? Something afraid. I think the alarm can be put in you when you watched a horrible TV show or something. And I'm breaking this because I know when the alarm got put in me right now. This is really crazy. But this, I see this scene even over and over, and I've seen it this week, and I haven't seen it for a long time. When I was in sixth grade, they showed this movie. It was the first time the school system decided to become our parents. And they showed this movie about this little girl who was molested. Did anybody else see that movie way back? And what it is, they put all the kids together and they showed this little girl playing on the playground. She was probably about 8 or 9 years old. Real cute little girl. And this man came up and offered her candy. And they just showed her going off in the woods with him. And you don't see anything else, but you see her tennis shoe. And her tennis shoe. You see her clothes on the ground. And you see her tennis shoe floating up the stream. And that was the movie. And that was like a big, big deal because they were getting involved to show people. It was about don't talk to strangers. Don't, you know, I mean, the intention was to keep us safe. But that picture of that tennis shoe going up that stream is still in my head. And let me tell you, sixth grade, I am 49. Figure it out. My gosh. We're looking at, you know, woo, 30, quite a few years ago. 37 years ago, and I still, even talking about this, started seeing that. I've had that picture in my head all week, and I broke the power of it a long time ago. So I'm changing it tonight. That's when the alarm got put in me. They tried to use fear to keep me safe. Oh. Copeland talks about this. Don't use fear to try to keep your kids safe. Oh, this is a good one. Now, this should be a Tuesday night. Why are we doing on a Friday night? I got plenty I want to get to. Don't use fear to try to keep someone safe. And you know what? Our whole society started doing that. And we've had more molestations, more kids get hit by cars, more bad stuff happen when we begin to use fear to keep kids safe. And I remember Copeland saying one time, don't tell your kid they're going to, you know, fall off a mountain. Don't tell them they're going to get hit by a car. Just teach them to have enough wisdom not to jump in the road. And if they do, to rebuke it in the name of Jesus and make the car stop. So we need to break the power of using fear and calling it wisdom. So some of you, before this really, this gets off of you tonight, God may have to show you, where was the first time where you put in an alarm system? You know what? I've been asking God this. This is so cool. For about 3 or 4 months, I've been asking God, Lord, I have this caution thing. And I renounced. I said, I don't want to even be cautious. I just want to be led of you. But I know I have this caution thing. I want you to get it out of me. Now, let me say, anyone who bought into the no fear thing, you have fear really strong. You actually took on a spirit of violence to protect yourself. You are a person who could totally lose it in a rage and not know it. You're a person who could shoot someone that God was not intending for you to shoot. You need to get free from it. There's no such, what cast out fear? Whose perfect love? Jesus' perfect love cast out fear. So everything else is a counterfeit. Really, you got a lot of fear. You wouldn't take that thing in if you weren't already afraid. So you may need to sit there and think, okay, if the thing ever pounced on me, it's never pounced on me. It tried one time when I was a kid. I was at my aunt's house, and they really had demons in that house. And this demon came and sat on me and tried to suffocate me. And it did the same thing to my sister, but she's never went back to my aunt's house. I thought, I've been to her, my aunt's house too. I thought, man, this is my favorite aunt. I mean, that house, when they were there at night, it sounded like that horrible show. Who ever watched that? Dark Shadows. Yeah. We need to break the power of watching Dark Shadows for entertainment. I know that, I hated that show even back then. But my cousin liked it. And I remember sitting in that house and the sounds coming under the door sounded like the Dark Shadows sounds they'd use in the opening of their show. So if you use fright, horror movies, anything as entertainment, you put a demon of fear in you. Twilight Zone, anything with fear. Fear is not entertaining. Fear is not entertaining. Violence is not entertaining. And sex should not be entertaining. Perversion should not be entertaining. If you use it, you keep it. You feed it. So yucky. It's going to be hard to find movies that we can use. Okay, so you need to break power of all that when you come up. We're not going to do them individually. Just know you get right with God. You guys are mature enough to say, I don't want it. Get out of my thinking. Turn that thing around. You know, Lord, turn that thing around. Let me see what the film should have been. What the film should have been when I was in sixth grade is they should have sat us all down and they should have showed where somebody got up and said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. 1,000 will fall to your side, 10,000 to your side, but it won't come near you. And then it's like somebody telling you, just look at Jesus. No matter what's going on, just look at Jesus and know that you know that he is bigger than any plan the devil has for your life. He is bigger than anything a demon can do to you. He is your refuge. He is your strength. If you stay in his will, if you fall in love with him, and if you allow him to be everything to you, the enemy has lost. You do not have to worry about a child molester. You just let God give you the wisdom. Obey your parents. You'll have long life on the earth. That's what the Bible says. So when your parents say, please don't talk to strangers because you never know what the enemy's up to, then you obey what your parents tell you. I could get into a whole, maybe we ought to do videos like this. There's so much potential in this room to make some powerful, impacting things that could even impact the school systems. Maybe we should do one of those for our children matinee. Lord, right now, I thank you that I see my little self sitting there watching this awesome movie about Jesus Christ keeping me safe. Shoot, about no weapon formed against me can prosper. And Lord, that I would have faith planted in me instead of fear. Whoa. So wherever fright came on you, where something actually came on you and made you afraid, you need to bring Jesus into it. Okay? And maybe when we pray for you and you're saying the Spirit, he'll do all this. But just let him bring this about in your life. Whew. That set off an alarm. Something in you to be cautious. Something in you to take care of you, to watch out. Oh, Lord, get all this out of me. Whoa! I want to be led. I want to be led by God. I don't want to be cautious. If I'm led by God, I'm going to have wisdom. If I'm led by God, I can walk right through what the enemy has set up and not even ever know that it was happening. If I'm led of God, he can have me pray and stop the enemy. He can have me turn on lights and do practical things right when I need to. And God will take care of it without me ever having to have another thought about it. I want the alarm disalarmed. And I'm telling you, if you've got your own counterfeit that you think you're so big and bad, or you think you can, that is a counterfeit that is setting you up to fall into it. This is about a revelation that God's the one who's going to keep me safe and him alone. My mind can't keep me safe. My lack of acknowledging that there is danger is not going to keep me safe. Being ignorant does not keep you safe. But being filled with fear to put a warning system in you is not keeping you safe either. What you want is, God, I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to trust you to show me when to pray. I'm going to trust you to show me where to be. I'm just going to trust you. I just give it to you. You show me what to do and I'll do it. You tell me when to do it and I'll do it. You tell me where not to go and I won't go there. God, I just want you in charge.